98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now our next guest is the perfect person to chat to while we get ready to broadcast live from a sauna tomorrow morning on the show. Rosanna Cooney is a journalist and author of Sweat House, a deep dive into the old and new world of Irish sauna culture. Rosanna, good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm so happy to be chatting about sauna. It's my favourite thing in the world.
So, Rosanna, when did you first start getting into doing saunas?
Probably like 8-9 years ago. I was traveling around and started to find like really beautiful saunas in Sweden, and got to experience that first feeling of going from the sea to the heat, and my body just felt this new feeling of like total fizzing wonder. And after that, I was like, oh, this is something I would chase across countries, across anywhere. And then it was just so exciting when it started to really take off in Ireland, and it was everywhere.
Now, you mentioned the word fizzing there. Were you into the sensation from the get-go, or did it take you a while to sort of really enjoy it?
No, I really loved it. And I suppose growing up in Ireland, like, we're also used to maybe saunas being those strange places in the corner of a gym. That, you know, if you're under 16, you're not allowed to go.
Yeah.
Not allowed for water on the stove. And I remember, like, you know, sneaking into a sauna. If I was like doing swimming lessons, I'd sneak into a sauna, and you'd be there with your friends, and you'd be kind of giggling because you're so bold. And then you'd like race out after a minute, you know, because you couldn't take the heat. But then I think when I was older, I was like, I don't know, the whole mood of it changed. And I started to pair it with the sea and that cold exposure. Then I got such a high off it, and really felt like all those amazing endorphin rush, and then got kind of addicted to it, I suppose. And I think for me, the thing that then made it really, really exciting was realizing that even though I discovered it for myself, like abroad in Scandinavia, it was something that has this amazing, deep, rich history in Ireland. And I think that's partly why it's always felt a bit more familiar than something foreign. And I think that's what a lot of people maybe are experiencing now in Ireland too.
Yeah, there seems to be saunas popping up everywhere, but you really do feel so great afterwards. And tomorrow morning, myself and Brendan will be broadcasting this show live from a sauna with some of our lovely listeners. They might be a bit nervous about the cold plunge in particular. What advice would you have for any first timers doing that?
Oh, I just always think you should do what feels right for you. You know, like if you don't feel like cold plunging, don't do it. You know, I think sometimes we have these really prescriptive ideas for you have to go in the hot for this amount of time and the cold for this amount of time. But actually, I think sauna is a time when you should listen to your body and you should do what feels good for you. It should never be painful. And then sometimes you feel really strong and brave and want the kind of that incredible feeling of the cold. And if that's what's drawing you in, then what I really like to do is just, I think, go in quite slowly into the cold, give your body a chance to adapt. Never put your head under, because that can actually, you know, it can actually be a bit dangerous at times to put your head under. So just go slow. And then the main thing to focus on, and this is something Wim Hof, you know, the amazing Iceman, always talks about, is just control your breathing. So don't, I think I've seen people kind of hyperventilating and stuff in the cold. And actually, I think that again can be a bit dangerous. So really just long, slow breathing. Yeah.
You mentioned there about the kind of historical links between saunas and Ireland, and you talk about this in your book, Sweat House. Tell us about the original Irish sweat houses.
Yes, these are these gorgeous stone. They look like kind of the beehive stone domes that are out on Skellig Michael. They look like a version of that. So there's around 300 of them still scattered across Ireland. A lot of them are in Leitrim, actually. So huge sauna lovers in Leitrim. And we know that they kind of fell out of use around 1900 in Ireland, but we don't know exactly when they started being used and started being built. It was definitely kind of probably before the famine. So it was kind of 1700s, 1800s. And they were building these stone sweat houses essentially for the same reasons we go to sauna. They were looking for relief from aches and pains. They were looking for cures for anything. Like there's records of people using them for ear trouble, for infertility, for sciatica, for anything. It was like this idea was really common in Ireland that heat therapy is so powerful and so strong. And I think that's something that continues on till today. But what's amazing about the sweat houses is that they're pretty unique to Ireland. There's no other country that used heat in the same way or built the stone sweat houses in the same way. And there. Yeah, so it's quite a unique tradition.
Yeah, and Rosanna, you've obviously been in saunas all around the world. Is there a standout experience that you've had?
Well, I was in a really incredible one in Finland, actually. And in Finland, a lot of them are mobile. Like, they've been built into communities. So this one was 106 years old. It's been lit almost every day for that time. Built in this community. It's the kind of place that locals go to every single day. And if you don't show up, someone's coming knocking on your door to be like, where are you? And this place was just gorgeous because they had, it was almost like a creche for kids, like on the lower floor of the sauna. You had every generation there in this sauna. There's this idea, a very different perception of sauna in Finland, maybe, where we kind of associate it with being this, like, you know, this ancient tradition. But it's seen as something that's a community place where you connect to each other. And it's not always about having these deep, meaningful conversations, but it's just a place for people to gather and come together.
And Rosanna, just before we let you go, will you talk to us a little bit about sauna etiquette? Maybe for someone who's never been before. What are the do's and don'ts?
Do sit on a towel, because for me, it's like a hygiene thing. I think it's that. I don't know, sitting on a bench where like probably hundreds of people have been sweating. And also the sauna owners will thank you forever for sitting on a towel. I like to wear a hat because it means when people throw water on the stove and you get that huge burst of steam, then actually it really helps with like the tops of my ears and also keeps my hair from like drying out to like a bedraggled mess, you know? So I think wearing a hat, always take off your jewelry. This is something I always forget to do and I always end up kind of like half burning myself. But so I think those are really nice things.
Rosanna Cooney, the author of Sweat House, the New and Ancient Irish Sauna Tradition. Thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
98FM. All day, Big Breakfast.